Page 11. My Very First ACB Convention Experience by Tuan Nguyen. Editor's note, I'm indebted to Judy Wilkinson for editing this work. She writes, here's a special treat. It's a story we all know, the thrill of attending our first national convention. The story never gets old. Another person learns, explores, grows, makes new friends. This account comes from Tuan Nguyen, a CCB scholarship recipient. He was born in Vietnam and educated in the U.S. from age 8. He is currently finishing his studies at community college and plans to transfer this fall to Sacramento State, majoring in physics. Oh boy, it was pretty humid and warm when I caught a taxi from the Orlando airport to the Rosen Center Hotel. As I entered the hotel, I opened my world to attend my very first ACB National Convention. This year's theme was Galaxy of Possibilities. I came to this convention not just because I wanted to go, but because my friends and associates strongly urged me to attend to gain new experiences and ideas. My many thanks to Gabriel Hoyman, Eric Newborns, and Mario Rose for their encouragement and enthusiasm. Of course, the week-long convention was such a wonderful experience for me. Some folks who know me, especially those in the CCB family, might wonder why I'm writing this article for the BC. I'm writing not only to report my personal experience, but to inspire others who have never attended the National Convention to travel to Phoenix or Reno in 2010 or 2011, respectively. Page 12. When I picked up the two Braille volumes of the convention program from the ACB registration table, I read them over and could not imagine the countless programs, events, and activities packed throughout the week. I thought, this is really something for me to look forward to. On my first evening, after a delicious dinner at a nearby Denny's restaurant, I just relaxed in my hotel room, exhausted after sitting on the plane for about 6 hours. The general sessions of the ACB convention were unquestionably fascinating with respect to several topics given in the agenda that I could not imagine, and I learned a great deal of valuable information. Every morning I got a nice warm coffee from the convention cafe and picked up a Braille copy of the newspaper published each day, the Orlando Orbiter, before heading to the ballroom for the general session. Can you understand how everything I've mentioned so far helps set my mind in motion for the attention and mental analysis for the daily tasks, including the enjoyable but sometimes frustrating general session? The general sessions covered a lot of topics ranging from the ACB President's Report to an update on quiet cars presented by Eric Bridges. I personally found all of them equally interesting and amazing due to the impact on the lives of blind and visually impaired individuals across the country. During the middle of the week, two speakers at two separate general sessions were very fascinating. First, Shakila Maharaj from Durban, South Africa, talked about South African perspectives on the integration of blind people and the importance of sighted people living in harmony with visually disabled persons. Page 13. Second, a panel of two speakers, Teresa Ronnebaum and Holly Sommons, talked about protecting against identity theft. Although not a victim of identity theft myself, I found their professional advice indispensable in reducing the chances of becoming a victim. Some of the tips given by these motivational individuals that I never will forget are keeping important sensitive documents, such as Social Security cards, at home in a safe, proper place. Also be careful when using credit cards in public. Friday's general session was really long, covering various issues such as elections, amendments to the Constitution and bylaws, and proposed resolutions. Congratulations to President Mitch Pomerantz for your re-election, and I wish you the best in the next 2 years of your administration. During the final general session, Dr. Otis Stevens read the proposed amendments to the Constitution and bylaws, and Judy Jackson read proposed resolutions. Speakers from the floor provided comments and suggestions and expressed their support or opposition to the respective issues. While listening to people expressing their views, I mentally analyzed the facts and opinions, and in the end, I cast a number of voice votes on the proposed issues, both in favor and against. Overall, spending time in the general sessions was such a wonderful experience and simultaneously gave me the opportunity to learn about new ideas and issues that have a profound impact on people who are blind and visually impaired. Page 14. During the week, I went on two wonderful tours. First, upon getting off the ferry, I visited the magnificent Disney World Magic Kingdom. Filled with lots of fun and imagination, it was such a fabulous day for me and my fellow conventioneers. Throughout the afternoon and evening, I enjoyed a number of really incredible rides, such as Big Thunder Mountain Railroad to see a gold mining old West town, and the musical boat ride called It's a Small World, which took us to foreign lands. Finally, I visited Cinderella's Golden Carousel. I was so excited to discover Mickey, Snow White, Dumbo, Peter Pan, and some pirates circling the rivers of America on an authentic three-tiered paddle wheeler and to meet the country's leaders in the Hall of the Presidents. Audio description in the theater hall was clear and fantastic. The whole thing was such a gigantic experience in my life. On the last day of the convention, I went on a second tour called Daytona 500 Experience. As with the previous tour, it was fun, interesting, and fantastic. I even got to feel the NASCAR racetrack. In addition, I had a wonderful experience driving a simulated race car. It was so much fun. Even though I couldn't see the screen directly in front of me to follow the track and keep up with the other drivers, I just pressed on the accelerator and bumped into the wall or the embankment countless times, signaled by slightly violent shaking of my simulated car. When the race was over, a sighted gentleman told me I finished third in the victory line. Absolutely amazing. The exhibit hall was great, filled with lots and lots of innovative technology products, brochures, clothing, toys, goodies, and so much more. I spent over 15 hours in 3 days browsing from booth to booth and enjoying the company's representatives who demonstrated their products. For example, at GW Micro's booth were fascinating items such as Braille Sense, Book Sense, Voice Sense, a portable CCTV, and so forth. A nice lady from this company showed me how to use both models of the Braille Sense. Page 15. At the booth for Perkins School for the Blind, I examined a new Perkins Brailler, which is much lighter and more portable and makes less noise than the old model. But to me, the most exciting booth was Apple's, where I put my hands on the unbelievable new talking iPhone. Since I had lots of trouble using and navigating iPhone by touching and sliding my fingertips across the screen, a representative demonstrated its proper use, explaining its features and functions, and discussing its technological development for blind users. At other booths, I obtained information and brochures, all of which were filled with lots of fun and innovations, including HumanWare, Freedom Scientific, Guide Dog Users, Maxi Aids, ACB Radio, ACB Store, American Printing House for the Blind, APH, Dolphin Computer, Duxbury Systems, Inc., Enabling Technologies, Hadley School for the Blind, National Braille Press, Navitech, Sendero Group, Ceratech Corporation, among others. Finally, I bought myself a nice light orange shirt with the name American Council of the Blind in a circular pattern located on the left side of the chest with the letters ACB in Braille in the center of the pattern. Also, during the week, when I had no meetings, general sessions, or other activities, I explored the city of Orlando. Typically, I took the trolley bus, traveling up and down the lengthy International Drive. At the South End, I explored the enormous outlet stores, where I bought a number of nice articles of clothes, gifts for friends, and personal accessories. Page 16. While at the market, I went to the food court for lunch. A tray of spaghetti with tomato sauce and meatballs. It was so delicious. At the drive's north end and in the vicinity of our hotel, I visited more places, such as Walgreens gift shops, luxurious restaurants for personal dinners, Starbucks, and a few other charming spots in the surrounding areas. On a couple of occasions, I took a public bus, better known as the Lynx, for further exploration. While riding throughout the beautiful, humid city, I met and talked to a number of local folks on the bus who gave me interesting and valuable insights into the life of Orlando. At one stop, I walked around and explored the downtown area, visiting numerous churches, small shops, the spectacular Orlando Public Library, the Orlando County Courthouse, the county jail, remarkable museums, small restaurants for appetizers, a local park, and other nearby attractions. A little further from the downtown area, I stopped at the small Chinatown for some Asian food and visited an Asian market, which sells clothing, tropical fruits, and various household items. I jumped back on the bus and headed to the huge Orlando Mall. Walking in there was incredible and quite crowded. I browsed from store to store, looking at all brands such as Tommy, Nautica, Polo, Nike, and much more. The food court in the mall was absolutely amazing, offering a wide variety of ethnic items, ranging from Asian to European to Latin American dishes. I ended up having a hot, spicy Japanese dish, consisting of soft noodle, wild mushrooms, chopped garlic and onions, baked chicken strips, hot shrimps, and hot red peppers. After the fabulous meal, I continued my exploration of the mall before heading back to the hotel. Near the end of the week, I attended two luncheons, including the guide dog users and the ACB Lions. What a warm atmosphere and so many people. I talked to my fellow conventioneers from all over the country and made new blind friends. The speakers at each luncheon were very engaging, enthusiastic, and outgoing. They talked about a variety of issues, such as guide dog safety and becoming a local Lions Club member. Finally, on Friday evening, I attended the ACB banquet, a fun, gigantic event. The keynote speaker, Marianne Diamond, president of the World Blind Union from Kooyong, Australia, was appealing and informative. I was sitting at a table with fellow ACB members, most from California, and we had a nice time eating and socializing, enjoying each other's company. After all the meetings, seminars, general sessions, tours, and numerous other activities, all extraordinarily magnificent and outstanding, the convention officially ended on Saturday, the 11th of July. Everybody headed home and brought back great memories, and so did I.